Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women, helpers, and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling that tough reality that many in the healing professions often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand and emerged with the insights and the strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Do you give up before you achieve your goals? Do you start, but you don't finish? Do you set goals and never look at them again? Or do you set desire-led goals? In today's episode, we're going to be talking about aligned goals. We're going to be talking about desire-led goals and how this helps you get what you want out of life, right? Get what you want in your health, get what you want in your business, get what you want in the other parts of your life that are important to you. But first, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest you joining the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers and healers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. Have you heard of desire-led goals before? Are you still making your goals that are, you know, SMART goals, and they have all the pieces to them and the numbers and the by the dates? These aren't wrong, and they can be really helpful to be specific in manifesting what you want. But is it what you really want? And that's, you know, sometimes the key. I find many of us are really just traveling through life, doing the next thing, especially as women. You know, we haven't really gotten clear on what we truly want. And maybe we're not living intentionally, just going through the motions and going from this thing to that thing, and always in the pursuit of the thing we should be doing or the expectations that we have. And I don't know if this happened to you before, but it's happened to me so many times in the past where I was like, how did I get here? Right? Like, is this what I really want? And I realized that it's, you know, not what I wanted. So what is a desired like goals? Well, they're goals that we co-create with our spirit, with our source, our soul, or our soul mission, our purpose, our divine self. Really get in alignment of what is true. What's true for me? What brings me joy? What brings me peace? What brings me ease? And not doing things because they are expected of you or you should do them. And instead, we're listening, we're connecting with ourselves, with our intuition, with source. And that allows us to then take inspired action, right? And that's the piece that often goes in the wayside when we're setting goals from the place of should and, you know, false expectations and what everybody else is doing. And it's hard to stay motivated to work on goals like that. We want to focus on goals that pull us in, right? Not push us away. And the other really amazing thing about aligned goals is, again, they get to pull us forward and we get to live in integrity with our values and the lifestyle and our mission as we move forward. And just to kind of go back to what happens if they're not aligned, right? What happens if we're doing goals out of the should or the thing that is expected or maybe just unintentionally thinking that's the next step, right? I made $10,000 this month. Next month, I want to make 20, or maybe it's year, right? But whatever your numbers are, those are just examples. Or maybe it's I've walked every day this year, so next year I'm going to run a marathon. Well, do you want to run a marathon? Maybe, but maybe you're just trying to think about how you're going to up your game. Again, it's not right or wrong, too. I just really want to bring that in here. Like, nothing that you've done in the past is right or wrong, and if it works for you and you're getting everything you want out of life and life doesn't feel like it's passing you by, or you're not being able to do the things you want, and you're not feeling tired or drained, then just keep doing the way you've been doing it because it's working for you, right? This is the invitation for those of us that are feeling disconnected or drained or empty or frustrated that we can't make or finish those goals out. We start to lose some confidence and some hope and focus on actually growing or healing. And what happens with those goals that we set that are in alignment is that we don't buy in. We've never bought in because our spirit, our soul, it doesn't matter to it, right? We're here for this soul mission. Some of us are here to serve. Some of us are here to be mirrors and reflectors. Some of us are here to do things that we're not really sure of, right? But if we are doing aligned and inspired action, it's just one step in front of the other over and over and over, and finding the paths that are in alignment, and that will help us feel fulfilled and joy. The other thing that happens a lot of times when we set goals that are not aligned is they feel really hard. They feel gigantic, right? They feel like we're never going to get to the top of the mountain. Yeah. And often the action that we take towards them is also just out of proportion for what is needed, the effort, right? Because it's not inviting flow into our life. We're not having support like we need. And we often develop resistance, right? Because again, somewhere it's mismatched. Somewhere it's not our purpose. Somehow our values don't line up with those goals. And so we resist doing it because we have this feeling within us that something's not right there, or that we're forsaking ourselves to obtain the goal. So what do you think would open up for you? And what do you think can happen for you if you set goals that are in alignment with your values and your mission and your purpose? Yeah. Like all kinds of possibilities, right? You get to have more fun. You get to have more joy. You get to feel that ease and flow as you take inspired action. It doesn't mean it's not challenging. It doesn't mean there isn't a certain amount of effort that you need to put into it. But instead of draining, when we put effort in that's going towards those soul-aligned goals, we actually can increase our energy as we work towards them. Yeah, we need to rest. We need to do all the things to take care of ourselves, right? But sometimes that is the goal, right? Spend more time taking care of myself. Spend more time being in the moment. Spend more time connecting with source and just seeing how then the universe can drop in and support you, right? How source can just show you the next step. How you feel super empowered because this is your mission. This is why you're here. And these goals of growth are helping your soul journey. Like, you signed up for this. We might not remember what we signed up for, but we know. And we know in a way that there's going to be paths that we can take and choices we can make that will make that journey happen with more ease, right? I want to say easy, but it's often not the case when we're doing this, right? Because we often have to go up against a current. Like, we're not following the pack. We're not following the masses. We're doing things our way. And we're doing things, sometimes we even think of it as selfish, right? Because we're really trying to overflow. Like, we're trying to fill ourselves up so that we can overflow to other people versus draining out. And I really feel like helpers and healers, you know, we're getting in these bad habits of just draining out to our last little drop. And it doesn't have to be that way. And it requires, though, us setting up a different kind of construct for our life and a different way that our boundaries get me on that topic. It's a whole other issue. But if you simply think of a boundary as a way that shows you how to be, it's to change your actions and correct your actions. It has nothing to do with other people. And so if you think about it in that way, the freedom for you to choose you opens up, right? And that's really the piece to these desire-led goals, is giving yourself permission, right? Almost all of my podcasts have do-it-yourself strategies, so you can just jump in and get to work. There's a lot of supportive material in my school community, but almost always everything starts with getting quiet. And if I didn't say it in a training, you can assume that that's probably the first way in, right? It's just, it is. We have to slow down, take a breath, connect with ourselves, connect with source, connect with other people, connect with that collective energy, universe, however you want to call it. And having just this amazing amount of love and knowing that we are safe and knowing that everything is going to just turn out exactly how it should. And, you know, for a lot of us overachievers, it's given up that piece of control, right? Like, we get to have the desire, we get to hold it, and we get to take inspired action. But much of the time, the how isn't really up to us. And the more we force that, the more frustrated we do become. So how do we do this, right? So the simple version, again, I'm going to go through it. I have a training that you can follow up with in school. And so you can get more details and you can get an actual worksheet to work through that will help you answer more questions as you do this. So you're going to get quiet, you're going to get connected, you're going to get clear, right? It's allowing yourself to get clear without filters. We're going to try to look at this as if anything can happen, that abundance in every part of your life is available to you, that nothing is limited and your desires are not limited by the money you have, the partner you have, the house you live in, the car you're driving, right? Like right now, those might feel like limitations, but if we can look through these, when we do these exercises to develop these goals, if we can look through that lens that anything is possible, then we allow ourselves the freedom to really explore and find what makes us tick. And find what is actually the truth. Again, truth's a slippery road, right? But it's what we feel true within us, right? And is authentically ours and is our energy and is our purpose. And it's not filtered by money or time or resources of any kind. When we put limits on these desires and limits on these goals, we're really coming from a place of scarcity versus abundance. And I really want to help other people find that place of abundance because I truly believe it's available to us all. And we're putting all these constraints on ourselves, even though it doesn't feel like it. And even though I know it's super hard to, you know, own that because it doesn't always feel like that. So again, and then, you know, the next step is really giving yourself that permission to dream without the filters, like I was just talking about. This work can all be done, you know, on your own, just giving yourself sacred time, sacred space, being able to get out of your own way. And sometimes I do find this is where a coach or energetic healer can really come in and help you is when we're facing those limits, right? If you know you want to accomplish something, but always the reason is you don't have enough time or you don't have enough support, you're stuck. You're stuck in a belief that either it's not available to you, you're not good enough, something's right, something's wrong. And often an outside perspective can reflect that back to you or help you move the energy, help you move the block, help you move and reprogram your nervous system so it feels safe, help you let go of those generational tethers that only those limited things are available to you. This may even become increasingly important as we have bigger goals to make, as our subconscious primary role is just to keep us safe and surviving. And as we grow, it feels unsafe, but also we will be challenging what the status quo is. And sometimes our faith wavers, right? So it is helpful to have another person that can see that wholeness within us, that greatness within us, and reflect that back to us. So really, as we wrap this up, it's just, are you letting yourself have soul-aligned goals? Are you writing goals with the expectation of other people? Or are you writing goals that are desire-led? And again, measuring that by how you want to feel in life. What do you want to see in life? How do you want to be in life? And if you have that, then you're probably on the right track. And if you don't, then I would invite you into this process. And even if you do have that and it feels hard and like an uphill battle all the time, again, perhaps sitting with this to get clarity and ease and flow. And this is one of those places where I really can say that if you don't have the belief that those are available to you, you can lean into my belief that everybody deserves to have the life that they want, but also there's limitless resources available. We just are invited to open up what that looks like so that we can receive and that can flow to us. Again, thank you so much for listening. And I'm sending you so much love until next time. And we'll see you in the next episode. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you, knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.